Now, this is not the secret sound. This is James Tattington.
Coffee grounds a boat. There's a tea stain on your shirt. There's blood on your lapel from where you cut yourself shaving. So say you're a tax evader. Well, that you're still playing Space Invaders. Whichever one of those is true, I still think it's amazing.
I like that. That's James Tattington, who got the chance to record his work and perform at the Isle of Wight Festival after winning a talent contest in Portsmouth last year. The contest is called It's All About the Song, an annual event, and there are just a few days left to enter this year. So if you think you could be this year's James Tattington, you need to let us know, and us know, but indeed organiser Steve Pittner, who joins us now from our Gunwolf Key studio. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Julian.
Yes, well, to be very clear, don't let me know. We need to let you know, and you'll explain how in just a few moments' time. So James, clearly a worthy winner last year.
Yes, indeed he was. He was very good. In fact, that track that he ended up recording with Paul Wolf, he didn't actually perform it in the final. That was his encore song after he'd been announced as the winner. And Paul immediately said, that's the song we're going to record. And that's what they've now got. And it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll have a bit more of it in a moment as well. So how does it work? And is the prize similar this year?
That part of the prize is exactly the same. The winner still gets to go up to London and record with Paul Wolf at Strong Room Studios, which is the partner studio to Air Studios, where Muse and co. have performed, so it's a really good prize in itself.
Lovely.
But we've managed to ramp it up this year, and we've also got a trip to Italy for the winner to go and record in an Italian recording studio and work with some guys over there, so it's a really
lovely.
Good prize.
That's really good. It's now in its eighth year, and
yes.
As I say, literally days left to get involved. How's it work?
Well, we've actually just extended the deadline purely and simply because you gave me the opportunity to come on this morning and talk about it. So we thought we'd give people a bit of extra time if they heard about it for the first time here. So we've got till the 8th of April now.
Yep.
And they can get it. If they go on the Wedgwood Dreams Facebook page or website after this morning, they'll see that the poster's up there with all the information on it. Or they can contact us at OutsiderArtistsInc@gmail.com. But since that's quite a long email address, it's probably best to go to the Wedgwood Dreams.
Yeah, I can remember. I'm going for the Wedgwood Rooms because
yes,
I can work out
with
that. That's good. And when they apply, do they have to do a demo online or just put in their name in a box? What happens?
Initially, they just send us in an email to express an interest to enter, and then we send them the info back saying what we need from them in regards to links to Facebook pages and SoundCloud and stuff, just to make sure they are singer-songwriters and with their heat dates, etc., to make sure they're on board. So it's a well-tried system. It's been running for a long time.
And
so.
Then they're off to the Isle of Wight Festival as well.
That's something that usually happens. It's not guaranteed, but it usually tends to happen off the back of it. We've had other winners before, like Luke Ferry a couple of years ago. He went over and did Isle of Wight Festival. Becky Jones won it 1 year. She's got a publishing deal now. So it's a really good route through to take people to that next level in terms of recording and performing. Right.
Steve, you and I will keep in touch because I want to find out how it goes and who enters and so on. So we'll
Excellent.
Talk again. Thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thanks, Julian.
Okay, lovely. Wedgwood-rooms.co.uk, by the way, to get the website correct, so pass that on. An extended date now to the 8th of April, and yes, you could be doing just what James Tattington did last year.
She gave up the fight, she lost the battle with self, you lied. It seemed there ain't a surgeon in the world could help her now. Couldn't cover the scars or the bruises or the heartache you've caused. Might be a doctor, a lawyer, or an Indian chief. Don't excuse you from breaking the law.
We love that, don't we, Judy?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
It's got
yes.
almost a Paul Simon feel to it
yes,
there. I love the production.
It's very atmospheric.
Yeah, and the way that last bit was mixed, so there's clearly a double tracking going on with some clever harmony there.
I'll get you.
No, I was just very impressed with it.
Yes, it's lovely.
That is James Tattington. Could you be doing that this year? You need to get in touch. Wedgwood-rooms.co.uk to apply by the 8th of April.